Well, I love hip hop. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I like, you know, so two different ends of the spectrum, but artists who had great marketing promo techniques and whatever. Like for me at that time, well, Mike Jones out of Texas, you know, out of Houston, Texas. Mike mm-hmm. Jones. Call my, call,
oh, yeah.
Hit my
didn't want me, now I'm hot all on me.
Hit my line. You know, Mike Jones had the phone number. Like, everybody knew Mike Jones' phone number by heart. He said it so much on the record. There was a period where I did the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, but it was different having this soul R&B. You didn't really know what this guy. This guy would come on stage. He looked like a rapper, but he part his lips and it sound like, you know, Marvin Gaye or, you know what I'm saying? You know, Young Luther or whatever you want to call it, right? And then, you know, it was just so many places I was just taking people. It was like, yo, like it's raw, like it's raw and there's talent there, and it's like these songs sound better than the original and whatever. You know what I mean? So. Really, like 50 Cent, that whole G-Unit movement, Mike Jones, you know, those were, that's where I got the idea for like, hey, you know what, I'm going to start doing what they do and just take people beats and doing my own little street albums. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
the DJ started playing it, it started catching fire. And like me putting out those mixtapes really forced the hand. I had to made the label, put the record out. So that was so hot.
Oh, wow.
In my territories, you know, so that was so hot in the streets. You know what I'm saying? And it had this kind of like buzz happening on the internet and with the bootleggers that like my name was ringing in the street. You know, those mixtapes were finding their way over to like London and Japan and different territories in Africa. And you know what I mean? So
were you surprised? Did it catch you by surprise?
Yeah. I just wish I had been more prepared and more knowledgeable of the power of the internet. I was a late bloomer on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you. Like, I mean, even up until, like, the last, like, year, like, I've been a late bloomer on that. Like, you know what I mean? And that, but now,
mm-hmm.
you know, but now that I really understand how I can make it work for me, like, I think as you'll see, like, you know, so you'll see that I'll be going to, like, London and Japan and Africa and, you know, a lot more and, like, you know, just I understand how I can simultaneously bridge the gap with the world just
mm-hmm.
off of my phone. You know what I mean? Just off of Wi-Fi, you know?